USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, numbering in the hundreds. It's being reported from senior U.S. sources, house-to-house executions in Kabul following the U.S. military departure have begun, as gunfire is being heard throughout the residential sections of Kabul. Audio from South African journalist Laura Logan on Twitter. Taliban fighters, all wearing brand new U.S. uniforms and brand new weapons and brand new equipment, took over the airport. A million people are still without power in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. The sweltering heat in the area is amplifying the need to get the power turned back on. It is unknown how many people lost their lives from Ida, but Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat, tells NBC News he expects the death toll to climb higher.
That as the day goes on, we will have more deaths. We're going to be getting information throughout the day that I fully expect the confirmed death total to go up considerably.
USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.